Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dave Noodles. We are on the Type 88 show. Today, we got a special guest with us. This man has been staying busy during these times, and he's been grinding for quite a while to turn his dreams into reality. You can find his work all over New York City. You may be at a restaurant, and you may see his stuff. You may be on a street corner. You may see it. His art is in many people's homes across the globe, and he's here with us in your living rooms and speakers tonight. So we got the one and only Seema.
What's happening, Dave? How are you? It's a pleasure.
Good to have you here, man.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So for anyone who doesn't know, what's Seema stand for?
Seema is basically my name. It stands for clarity in mind and heart. And it's what I kind of believe that we should all possess and stuff like that. So the ultimate goal for me is always to have the highest clarity, you know, be kind, go with your heart. The name suits me, I think. That's what it's all about, peace and love and good times.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That seems like a, you know, for someone to say that, I feel like that you're self-aware, you know, like for you to be understanding within, you know, to have that as your acronym that stands for you, because, you know, I feel like the world we're in now, everything gets so, there's so much noise, there's so much stuff. So like, how do you find clarity?
To get that clarity, you know, it's my name, but it's not achievable at all times. It is the goal, but it's hard. I know.
Yeah.
Real life, man. It kicks your ass sometimes.
So where do you go to find that clarity, or how do you find it?
For me, mostly I'm an outdoors guy. You know, I'll go for a walk, go for a nice bike ride. Hiking is always nice to just, you know, clear your mind a little bit. I like to, there's a lot of things, but mostly staying outside is kind of how I unwind a bit.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of your stuff now. You know, it's definitely evolved. You know, I know we met over a decade ago.
Believe it or not,
you actually helped us help my brand.
Yeah,
really early on with some really cool designs. And I don't even know how we met. I think someone introduced us, and I think we met online first.
We definitely met online first, and we linked up one day, and that was it. It was cool. We made a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. So I just wanted to thank you for that. That was really early on in the game when no one really knew about what we were doing, and, you know, you took your time and to really help us. So I appreciate you for that.
Like what you're doing for me now, you know, it goes hand in hand. It's my pleasure.
That's so dope, man. So, you know, I'm really big on the essence, you know, finding that feeling that when it started, you know, with that hunger that we had when we were going for our dreams, or when we're going for our dreams, you know, I'm really big on that essence vibe. So maybe you could bring us back to the time where, like, you found art or art found you.
Art found me, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe bring us back to that moment.
I can't really remember the point where I was like, oh, man, that's what I want to do. But I grew up kind of – I have an older sister. She's a phenomenal artist, amazing person. And she knew from the beginning when she was really young that she wanted to go into fashion design. So I kind of – watched her evolve to be this great person. And I was always like going to her art shows and visiting her at like art school and stuff. And from there, that was kind of like the point was like, all right, I kind of want to take this seriously. So, you know, it's hard because you want kind of like a quote unquote serious job, or, you know, follow your dreams and stuff, but I went with a graphic design in the early beginning, and it just evolved to illustration a little bit and a kind of little mix of everything. And that's where we're here today. It's just kind of a combination of everything, but more than everything, my sister kind of pushed me to take it seriously and kind of move away from the hobby side of it and trying to like really be serious with it.
That's great.
It still is unraveling kind of more and more every day.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's inspiring to just have someone close to you that's following their dreams.
Yeah, it means a lot. It's really helpful, and it's nice because you kind of push each other and you get the most out of each other as you could. You know, you force people to put in a little more work than they normally would have.
Yeah. Growing up as a kid, man, my father did the job thing, but it was as a teacher in music.
Oh, cool.
And then basically his side hustle was his second job, which was being a professional musician, which was always his.
That's dope.
It was all cut from the same cloth for him. So I grew up, I kind of had that responsibility vibe of knowing that I had to put in, you know, this amount of effort to see a result. But then I saw the dream side of it as well. So he's been a music teacher for several decades. He's retired and he still teaches, and he's played on Broadway all over the world. So,
oh wow, good for him.
And he's traveled the country and been to other countries to play music and get paid. And so it was cool seeing that as a kid. Just,
you understand the hard work. Like my dad had a totally separate business, but in the automotive field. Recently retired, but had a business for about 40 years. So blood, sweat, and tears, to say the least. But it's crazy how much work you got to put in. But then it works out. Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool, man. So, you know, when it comes to a painting, of course, graphic design, you know, there's so many elements of it. There's so much to it. How is it making that jump? You know, grabbing a brush, grabbing a spray can.
Like graphic design, you know, there's a lot of rules, a lot of grids, a lot of like just structure. So with art, it's cool to just take that all away and you know, make up your own rules as you go. I mean, you could do the same with design, but more or less there's ultimately kind of like an underlying structure whereas a canvas could be completely free. You know, you're much more fluid with stuff. It's fun. I'm still learning as I go. You know, I never start with a specific idea or anything. So it kind of grows as you put more paint on. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but ultimately it's a fun process.
Yeah, man. So, you know, for anyone tuned in, I'm just going to do some screen sharing right now. I just want to like pull up a couple of your pieces. Yeah. Maybe we could kind of dissect just a little bit.
Yeah.
I really like this one. Let me pull it up. See if you could get it. You got that one?
Yeah.
So
it was a fun one. So it originally started as two separate canvases. If you can see, it's kind of like split in the middle. Two older ones that I did years and years ago. And there was just something off about them. So I first started playing with the idea of having kind of clarity in mind and heart. And this in particular was just kind of dealing with all of the stress, the outside kind of bullshit and nonsense that we're dealing with, and kind of maintaining the peace within yourself to give you kind of a peaceful bubble, even though you're walking amongst chaos and hardship and stuff.
That's awesome, man. I love it. I love it. I love just I love art that you could like understand quickly. You know, that's, I think that's why I like merch so much, because it's like, you, I always tell people I collab with, I'm like, yo, we got to communicate in 5 seconds, you know. But then I love this side of it, and I love the visual side of what you do, because it's like, it's really exploration. Like every time you can't find everything in 5 seconds at all.
No, even,
you know what I mean?
When I relook at it, it's like, oh man, I forgot I did that. It's cool. You can kind of gain an overall feel of it quickly, but then it will take you a while to dissect and find all the little hidden gems and stuff.
So cool, man. I love it. I'm going to pull up another one real quick. This one goes pretty hard too.
So. Oh yeah, that was one of my personal favorites. Yeah, I did, unfortunately, I sold that one. So I do know that it's in a nice home, so I'm grateful for that. But that one was one of my favorites. I was sad to let that one go. But that again, this was kind of more in the beginning stages of, I knew I liked art and I knew I always wanted to create, but I would always do it just as a hobby. So I knew I needed a name or something like that. So this is in the clarity and mind and heart development stages. Mm. So it's kind of just this one, more so the dude on the left, he's kind of in a meditative state and trying to gain wisdom and peace of mind. But again, it's kind of living amongst all the confusion and chaos, which is why the background is so little crazy. So it kind of, it's opposite, but it's kind of just living in a balanced world. As hard as that is, it's trying to.
I feel it. That's really cool, man.
Thank you.
I'll pull up.
It's cool seeing you scroll and do this.
So I'm feeling these Air Forces.
Oh yeah, that was for my little cousin, actually, Ryan. He's a really good BMX rider. Yeah, he's grown up, he's getting really good, so hopefully he'll be a professional one day.
That's really cool. Shout out to Ryan.
Those were my first pair of trial kicks that I did.
That's dope. I like this one too. So it's called Ancient Quarantine Aliens.
Yeah, this was a quarantine special. This is one of the first pieces in quarantine. It was fun to do. So that's like basically the viewer just trying to be as peaceful as possible. There's a lot of stuff going on in the background, and it's just trying to maintain your groundedness, your sense of awareness, as best as you could. Okay. A fun one to do.
It's cool, man. It's its own, you know, it's its own little universe of stuff.
Exactly. And to each his own, you know, you could each person could relate to it a little differently.
Yeah, I love it, man. Yeah, like I see it, I wouldn't, you know, if I just saw that somewhere, I would be like, it kind of may feel like, oh, wow, this is a lot going on. But then you kind of just hone in on certain parts. And I think it's relaxing if you could just zone in on something too. You know, sometimes like we see things so quick, we're scrolling.
Yeah, too fast.
How often do you really zoom in on anything and just like, okay, what's this about? Okay, what's this about? You know, where, what's going on in here? Oh, what?
Nice to slow down a little bit and take the time. Sometimes we're always in a rush, you know, we're always just, we got to do this, we got to do that, on to the next thing. But it's exactly, even it's like painting, that is, it's nice to just kind of take your time and just go slow and kind of unwind a bit. It's peaceful. It looks crazy, but it's peaceful.
That's dope, man. And I like this too. You rocked out at
Oh yeah, an amazing restaurant. They're on 46 between
Are those tacos?
8th and 9th, Tito Murphy's. This was I was able to link up with a wonderful place called a Curbside Campus. So basically, they're going around all the neighborhoods and linking up the restaurants that have these outdoor spaces that kind of want to dress them up with local artists and stuff like that. So I was able to do one right in my neighborhood. I'm only a couple blocks away from there. So it was nice. And it was the food was amazing. The working with the people was great. It was a cold experience, but it was fun.
Wow. Oh, you did this in November. Yeah.
Yeah. It was cold. We did it at night. I think it spanned over 3 or 4 nights. It's about 60 or 70 feet overall. Yeah, great Mexican restaurant. If anyone wants to check it out.
That's dope, man. I see some nachos and tacos. And
tacos, avocados mixed in with a little bit of my character work and stuff. It's kind of like a food homage, a food offering, you know. It was a fun project to work on.
I like that, you know, because I think it shows also the business side of things where, I know many artists that they want to do whatever they want to do, but sometimes they hit that wall where it's like, well, I only want to do what I want to do. You got to pay me for that or not at all. But then you realize when you're working with a business that has a message, you kind of have to find the mid ground. And I like how you found the mid ground. You still kept it on your vibe, but yet you,
it was fun. I was lucky enough where, they were pretty open. So I did feel comfortable with that. But again, yeah, it's just, and every interaction is a learning experience, you know, cause you grow as an artist when you think you have it figured out, but then you're stuck with these certain parameters or something. And it makes you think in other ways, which is fun.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I love when things just kind of come together and they make sense and they both sides of the collaboration are, you know, they represent what they're all about.
Yeah, the final outcome usually shows it when everyone is kind of on board.
Which, you know, which leads me to this too, which is really awesome. This was early, I don't even remember when I hit you up. I think it may have even been, I don't remember when I hit you up to like do something.
I know I was. It took me a while, but yeah. I'm glad you did. Yeah.
But you know, life. There was so much going on. But it was on me though, because when you were like, "Hey, hit me back when you're ready," and I was dealing with a bunch of stuff, and then I finally hit you back. You were really quick with it, and then that led to the Elevated Frequencies, which is a collab I'm really proud of.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this one was an awesome project to work on just because, you know, we had, we worked with each other since, wouldn't say day one, but in the early beginning. So it was fun to do that again with you, man. And I think we got a good one with this.
It's beautiful, man. I love, you know, you just went off. It's cool because a lot of the collabs, I'm very like, I guess, kind of like Spike Lee, like, yo, I need it like this, got to do this, we need this over here, you know. I was just like, yo, have fun with it. I trust how you get down, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And you went off, man. And so that, let's start with the front. And you know, I love how you really integrated both Sema and Stereotype. You just made it beautiful, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely it was fun because I knew I wanted to incorporate both. With the boombox and stuff, you know, it felt suiting to have that kind of in the front. So that was my main vision. And then the rest just was pencil drawings. And then I moved to the iPad to kind of sketch some things. And this is what you see. This is the outcome. It was fun. This one, I had a lot of fun to work on. I'm wearing it proudly.
Oh, amazing job. I love it. It's just it's a work of art. You really crushed it.
Thank you.
And it was cool. You pushed me. You pushed me and my limits too, because a lot of what we do, you know, we keep it on the front side of the collabs, like the front side of the shirt. And not always we do like a big blown out back, but you were like, yo, you know, I really want it to be really big on the back. And we pretty much maxed it out on the back. The design is about 20 inches long, which...
Yeah, on the t-shirt, it looks exactly like that. It's perfectly sized.
Yeah.
Filled it.
So it was so cool. We had got some new equipment where we were able to kind of max out the size. So it was like, when you were like, hey, man, I would love it as long as it could be. And I was like, yo, we could hit it almost 20 inches.
From the beginning, it was meant to take that long so we could produce such a cool item.
Yeah, I remember printing these up, man. It was
a challenge a little bit.
Yeah, you got a lot of support. And shout out to everyone that supported this collab. It was really nice. There were people from all over the country.
It's so cool.
And it felt dope to just print that huge, you know, literally this is kind of like a design preview, but on some of the shirts, it was almost a hole to the bottom. If it was like a medium or a small.
Yeah, if it was a smaller size, yeah. It was cool to see. You did a great job again.
Yeah, man, I'm really proud of this one. And you went off, bro. And
no, it means a lot that you even gave me the opportunity.
Of course, man. And I also see you've been grinding with more merch. You got...
Yes, I've been slowly trying, putting out mugs, some hats, some t-shirts. Going to be doing some patches and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll see where it goes. That's the early stages, but hopefully coming soon.
That's awesome. Yeah, so you can see some of the stuff right here. And yeah, make sure to check my boy. He's on Etsy. He's also on, of course, you just follow him real quick. This is Clarity in Mind and Heart. Just hit him up on that. Let's get him the 600.
Yeah, please. Come on. That would be dope. The support.
So let me just bring that back. That's dope, man. You've just been... It's great to see the evolution, just really reflect on these collabs. Just you've been grinding, man. It's great to see.
Trying to stay busy. It's a crazy time now. So if I let my mind go, you know, you start thinking about too much stuff with what's going on. So art is kind of my escape.
That's some real stuff, bro. Art. So yeah, like with the whole COVID vibe, you know, this has been a whole twist and turn of life.
Okay.
All of us.
Okay.
So how has art helped you through this?
Luckily, it's been just keeping me busy. I unfortunately had a point where I had a lot of spare time. So luckily, it's a catch-22 because everyone wants a job and wants to stay working, but it gave me an opportunity to kind of focus on my art and make some cool stuff. So I'm grateful for that. And it's always been my go-to of one of my hobbies and pastimes. So it's been definitely keeping me busy, keeping me calm, kind of unwinded a little bit. But other than that, it's just fun. Even if there's a lot of days where, you know, you don't want to create or it kind of feels like a task or an obligation, but if you push through, even if you like it or if you don't, you know, it's something that I recommend, or I try to do, just to kind of just stay focused and maintain kind of a system or get into a habit, you know. It's hard because it is easy to break, for sure.
I totally hear that, bro. Yeah, man, this COVID for me, bro, it's been all about undivided attention, man. Just first time in a long time I've been able to just really go hard on stuff that I
that's great that I
couldn't, because I, you know, the world is such a beautiful place. There's so many things to do, there's so many schools to teach and things to guest at, and you don't want to miss, you know,
exactly.
When I was I guess PC pre-COVID, I was very get every opportunity, get out and get it. Even though I'm very big on relaxing and resting, I was all over. I look back and I'm like, wow, I was at every event. I did over several hundred events.
Crazy.
That I was part of. I threw several dozen. And I have no regrets at all. But sometimes I think I'm like, what if I actually just spent all this time just
on one,
hitting the canvas, hitting the gym, you know, whatever it was, that thing, because, but then I'm like, how would my soul feel? You know, I knew I was doing what was right in that moment, but COVID really slowed me down, where it was like, all right, you could only do this because you can't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
What other option do you have? And
it's crazy, but I'm glad you were able to kind of switch that and focus. What you've been doing is phenomenal too.
And it's crazy because you always hit these new mountains where it's like, right, like, I don't want to get too spiritual, but like, you pray for something and then you get it. But and then you realize, oh wow, there's a lot to this.
Yeah.
You know, that I got to take care of this kid, or oh, I gotta walk this dog now.
Yep.
You know, like, you want a dog, but then when you get, what are you gonna do when you get the dog? And you don't just take a photo and the dog's okay. You got to take care of that dog.
It's so true.
I'm seeing that with my dreams, where it's like, okay, I prayed for this. I want to do it full time. Now I have it, and then it's like I'm getting slapped in the face because I'm like, oh man, now I can't teach every day. Because if I really want to, you start realizing time.
Too, yeah.
Time is like the real currency in this world. When you, you know,
you got to be aware as much as you could, you know, appreciative as much as you could. And that's the ultimate goal, but it's hard. I agree.
Yeah, bro. What so, you know, music for me is a huge part of my life. Do you have a favorite album from last year?
Ooh.
That maybe came out last year. We all have our favorites.
That's a good question, man. You know,
you could do multiple genre favorites too.
I don't know if I have a specific album. I've been on, I don't know if you're familiar with Color Studio. It's a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Color Studio, and every so often, I like it for the visuals. There's a really dope, like, colorful background and stuff, and it kind of showcases, I shouldn't say like an underground, but kind of halfway known artist. So I find a lot of one-offs that that I would never stumble on, which is awesome. But I don't know if I have a favorite. I touch upon hip hop, rap, some of the new school, most of the old school, some 60s, 70s, any genre you can imagine. I'm listening to. What's your favorite?
So first I got to give it to The Weeknd.
Okay.
After Hours, just as a whole, from just the sound, you know, that sound is a special sound. I know it's a very 90s, 80s vibe.
It is, yeah.
But I think it's perfect because I love that, and I felt like it was kind of missing in the present. So After Hours is definitely, I would say, like, favorite pop R&B album.
Very cool.
And I think it's cool, you're not to get off topic, but I think it's cool Weeknd didn't get nominated for Grammys. I think it's just, there's greener pastures on the other side for him.
I dig that.
You know, I like
that. Cool.
Super Bowl, certain things that are going to,
yeah, of course.
His life is on the con is blowing up.
Right? How old is he?
He's got to be maybe 30-ish.
Yeah,
it's hard to tell. His skin is so good in the video.
I need some of that.
And then hip hop, I would probably say, in terms of albums that came out last year, I would say the Busta album.
Oh, yeah. That's in current rotation for sure.
I like the Eminem. It literally just came out, so I can't really say that it was
too much. I kind of skimmed through it and I didn't give it the time, but that's definitely on my to-do list, is kind of listen to that one.
Yeah, and it's crazy what COVID did too, bro. It brought back the way that I used to listen to music too. Because I really used to just like buy an album and I used to like babysit that album for months, you know, yeah, and really take it in the same way, yep. You know, I would look at your art, zoom in, question it, take like, oh, what's that? Oh, it says this. Read the lyrics.
Exactly. Yep.
I got off that. I got caught up in the, you know, I love the digital vibe, getting all this stuff. All the time. Especially music from friends. Like, it's crazy the amount of options I have. I'm very grateful. But I lost that sentimental value to stuff. And I think COVID really brought it back because I was so, like, in my head and just hanging with, you know, my lady, or just hanging at home working all day. It brought back the whole, like, zoom in on an album and, like, buy a CD.
Exactly. Buy a CD and really listen to it, yeah.
And read the notes and read the where they record it. And, like, it's crazy to have that. I'm so happy I have that back because that was something.
That's what it's all about, you know?
Yeah,
you appreciate it more.
So I've been getting that back, bro, and I've been buying CDs again, and I've been buying tapes and vinyl. So it's cool, and I'm just big into the history of stuff, where it came from. So it's cool. It's definitely
It's nice, yeah. COVID is extremely unfortunate, but with the time away, it was nice to ground yourself a little bit, and you know, see what's important to you, and
focus
on more of what you really enjoy and what means the most to you, you know?
Yeah.
So that's dope that you kind of got in touch with that again.
Yeah. And I like kind of reopened up to the whole 90s hip hop. Like, and I like have new favorites now from that era.
Okay.
And because I've been just vibing with that because,
so,
to be honest, I can't say there were too many new school hip hop albums that came out last year of the newer generation that really blew me away. You know, like it did, because there was a lot of turn up stuff.
I agree with you on that.
But you know,
90s hip hop for me, because that's pretty much what I grew up on. You know, that's from my older sister. There definitely was I was all over the place because my father loved old school rock and roll and stuff like that. My sister was listening to hip hop, and then it was kind of this whole clash of stuff. But that's mainly what I remember growing up on. As a kid, I still listen to the same stuff.
It's cool, right? It's just just having that. Do you have a? I don't want to go too deep, but like, do you have an album, or like that you still bring back? That was, you know, like a childhood hip hop album that you bring back all the time.
The first hip hop album that I listened to in full was 36 Chambers. Actually, as a kid, I was big into like BMX and stuff like that, and the X Games. I don't know if you're familiar, but X Games.
I am.
It's like so they would put out these CDs. I guess whenever they would have every year or so. And my sister had this X Games one that was playing Wu-Tang. I was like, oh man, what is that? So she gave me, for my upcoming birthday, she gave me the edited version of 36 Chambers. So that was like one of my first gems.
But oh wow,
there's so many in between. I've been on a Gangstar kick lately. There's so many good ones, but. I will never forget that, specifically the X Games CD. I could like visualize the artwork of it. That's dope.
That's dope, man.
Back then, though, you know,
it'd be cool to see you, bro. Like remix some classic hip hop albums with your style.
That's a cool idea. I never thought about it. That's a really cool idea.
That'd be dope, man.
I gotta see if I can find that one. I know I have it. I gotta dig through the archive.
Yeah.
Cool project.
Yeah, bro. I always bring back Illmatic. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard it when it came out. I was very young. But you know, that to me is just a special album.
Yeah.
Life After Death is just
it's so crazy. I know. I was just talking to my friend the other day, like the amount that we were going through, kind of like he was just turning 30, so he was talking about like his accomplishments and stuff like that. And I don't know how the conversation got flipped over to Biggie, but it's just crazy how young he was and just put out just classics. It's crazy, phenomenal.
I listen to that, Life After Death, and I'm just, it
never gets old. Yeah,
so it's just so special. Like every song, bro, I just it takes me back to where I was when I heard it, and then it takes me to a new place. Like whenever I would go to Cali, I would just always play the iPod going back to Cali.
That's what's so cool about music, man. It's old memories, new memories. It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I actually bought the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers on vinyl. I don't even have a record player. I think I'm getting one for my birthday.
Oh, cool.
I got the 36 Chamber vinyl, and I just bought the Illmatic vinyl.
Oh, sick.
So I'm actually working on like a really dope.
Getting nice collection.
Yeah, so I don't have to. I don't mind the green screen backgrounds, but soon I'll have a different one.
Oh, cool.
It's from my home. But that's dope, man. I'm proud of you, bro. You've been just, you really took, you know, your sister really planted that seed of inspiration.
Yeah, I'm really grateful for that. And it's nice because I'm kind of living a dream. As I would always doodle and draw, but I would never take it seriously. So taking it seriously and really being in art galleries and stuff like that, it's cool to watch what could unfold if you put some effort in and really, you know, do what you want and do what you love.
Yeah, bro, it's cool, and it's great when you find your sauce too. You know, I really feel like your style is its own thing.
Thank you.
It's cool when I always tell people, yo, when you find your sauce, don't change your recipe. You know, just put it on different pasta, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice to really see, you know, you have that, you keep it consistent. Like, I know it's going to be your style, but I don't know
what's going to come of it. Yeah.
So that's dope, man.
Yeah. It's just comes natural, you know, and it's always a learning process. And I look back at older stuff versus newer stuff, and it's fun to see kind of what sticks and what changes, or what comes back again, or is so. It's always constant changing, but more or less, kind of the same, in a broader picture.
I think you put it perfectly, bro. Because I feel like, how do we stay our core self, but yet change the way we, you know, because we change over time. You know, we get older. Our knee may hurt a little different. Yeah. You know, our eyes may go a little bit, but how do we change? How do we, you know, maybe we got the contact lenses. You know, we find ways to adjust and survive and then thrive.
Yeah.
So
that's what it's all about. Pull on past experiences and just try to make every day a little better than the last, or maintain a positive mindset and see what else, where the day takes you, you know?
Feel that, brother. Feel that. So yeah, you know, I know you shouted out your sis. Is there any other shout outs you want to do?
Oh man, there's so many good artists, and I was thinking about that today, that a lot of my biggest inspirations are people that I'll never see or meet. Like a lot of them are just like weird wheat paste or stickers that you see walking on the street. And I try to like appreciate them and follow up as much as I could, but there's so many good ones like in passing that is unfortunate, but that's, you know, I'm hopefully I'm one of them to somebody else, you know? So it's fun, but there's so many good ones. As a kid, A lot of people, Robots Will Kill. That was like, goal was like, oh man, you want to be in Robots Will Kill, you know? And as a pre-teen, or even in like 9 or 8, however old I was, just drawing it in sketchbooks and stuff like that. So that was always, Mike Dial always amazed me. So there's a lot of people that I will never forget, kind of that are right up there with my sister as far as inspiration goes, and still to this day, you know. So it's fun that just being a part of it, you kind of see how everyone revolves and how you could play off each other and keep everyone motivated and stuff like that.
Yeah shout out to so many people, man. Yo, everyone out there creating,
yes,
it's just so cool. I'm grateful for everyone out there that spends time making music, making stuff.
Yep, it's anything. Just, it could be anything. Just make something.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, man, just to tap in and then go out. You know, and the world it's bigger because you could find almost anything, but it's also smaller too because we could connect. Look at us, bro. We connected before hashtags.
Yeah, literally.
You know, like I didn't find you through a hashtag.
Yeah.
Which is how you could find people now. And why not? You know, you could make a dope collab with someone just looking up Illustrator on IG and just sending someone a message.
There's so many options now. That's what's cool. It's gonna be cool to watch us both unfold. Hopefully, other collaborations in the future.
Totally down.
Yeah, and because we're gonna stay focused. You know, we got the goals in mind, so we just gotta put in the work, and hopefully we'll hit everything.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I always look at life, man. Like every. No matter what you do, you're learning something. And exactly. I feel like you can never close that learning door in your life.
Yep, never.
You just got to keep that door open.
Yeah.
I learned today, you know, I won't go into it, but, you know, I got a letter from someone I admire, but it wasn't a good letter.
Okay.
It was a letter of them saying, yo, don't be doing this. You know, what you did is inspired by something we did. on eBay or something I was doing. And I learned in that moment, like, and I'll put it out there, I won't say who or what, but you play around with so many different things in the creative world. There's overlap.
Exactly.
There was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, and then it's like, okay, let me pivot a little bit. Let me figure out the next thing. Cause you don't want to just survive. You want to thrive and support your family and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I want to go. And on my path. So I'm feeling that pressure right now. Like, okay, what could I do different? Okay. I got to do, let's not. So everything's a learn, here I am talking to you.
Yeah. You'll think about it. You'll kind of, you'll see what to do. You'll figure it out, but it's just another learning experience, just another chip into the journey.
Yeah. Bro, and you could learn in anything, bro. Like as simple as someone calling you and being like, "Yo, my grandma passed," which happened today too.
Oh man,
I relearned to just call everyone that matters, out the blue, and like I've already learned it, but you relearn stuff too, and it's like, okay, I gotta implement this again. Like, it's
very true. I know. I was thinking about that the other day because you get caught up, Life is pulls you in every direction, and then next time you look, it's like, oh shit, I haven't seen these people or haven't reached out to them. So it's good to have that.
Yeah.
To be aware and just touch base, even if it's for a couple of seconds, just to say hello and stuff. It's good to do that.
Yeah, bro. I got thrown off when someone hits me up and they don't ask me for anything.
Yeah, right.
I'm like waiting. Okay, what are they gonna ask? What do they need right now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, what happened? Like, what's all? But I'm used to it. Two, I guess I'm just used to it.
Yeah, it's where, true. Like,
so. Yeah. When someone hits me up and they're like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, well, how about you? And they say, good. I'm like,
waiting.
I feel like there's the dot, 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 mm-hmm. on the apple where it's like, something's coming, but then they close it and then they. But,
that's funny.
It's a loss, not a lost art, but I feel like it's something we got to savor, man. Just people.
Conversation. Yeah, it goes a long way. It really does.
Bro, you want to throw someone off in 2021, just call them and ask them how they are and then hang up. They will, especially an artist, they will be so.
Yeah, it's true. That's too funny. I'm going to start doing that.
Bro, you could do it to me almost every day and I'll be fooled. Like, I'll be like, oh, what?
It's good. But, be grateful for who you have in your life, and everything going forward.
That's some real stuff, man.
Easier said than done, but that's the goal.
Yep.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, man. So, brother, time flies. This was a dope convo. Me, I could probably keep going for a few more hours.
Always appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure.
So, once again, anyone out there, make sure to support my boy. His Instagram, once again, is Instagram/ clarity.
In mind and heart. Yes.
So, yeah, make sure to check my boy Simo all over.
Hopefully you like some stuff. Give me a follow. And hopefully you'll see me around.
yeah. You need custom kicks.
Custom kicks, canvas, t-shirts, jean jackets, anything. Anything and everything.
Yeah, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's great to see the evolution.
Yeah. There'll be many more meetings.
Of course, bro. Shout out to everyone in your fam, your sister once again. Thank you. Sparking that in you and your all the dope artists out there making stuff.
Yeah, musicians. Keep creating, keep living your dreams.
Real talk, man. Yeah. You're always welcome back, bro.
I appreciate it. More than a pleasure.
Peace, bro.
Peace. Have